Our podcast might contain some strong language. Welcome to the Red Carpet Treatment with me, Jordan Stevens, brought to you by the Brit Awards with MasterCard. My guest on the Red Carpet Treatment today is Harley, aka the other Rizzle Kick. Things got deep as we chat about why we left the limelight. We finally explain the disappearance, as well as what's in store for our quite literal and definitely going to happen return. You just said you want to host this. You've been here for 2 seconds. You're trying to steal my job. Well, you said as I sat down, you went, I should be on this side.
Yeah, because that's my good side.
Harley Alexander.
No, don't do me like that.
Harley Sylvester don't do Alexander me like Sula. Am I right? Is that right? Is that
your name? No, don't do me like that.
It's Harley, everyone.
Woo! Yeah, cool. I'll clap myself.
Seen the dogs yet?
I've got Mr. Spike right behind me, yeah.
You're the only person he's laid down next to.
Mimi has already made my t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. She's excited to see you.
She was excited to see me. Do you know, it gives me so much like life and energy that your dogs love me like that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because, you know, I love
I wish I felt dog. The same about your children.
What do you mean? Arco is obsessed with you.
It is true, actually. Arco is obsessed with
you. He's obsessed with you. But like your goddaughter,
Awala doesn't even know who I am anymore, bro. Yeah.
So you're too busy, you're off doing your
shit.
Oh,
what do you mean? I'm trying to see Awala all the time.
You're off, you're too busy.
Anyway, obviously we've not spoken in 10 years.
Us two.
Yeah.
I feel like people believe that.
Really? People ask me quite a lot.
People ask me,
where's the other one? Dumbass question is that.
People often ask me like, what's the beef?
The beef?
Yeah.
Do you ever say what it is?
Oh, I don't know. No, I sometimes on the spot want to like make up some kind of story and be like, oh yeah, he like, you know, did this, did that. But
nah.
I think actually people quite like it when I say, oh no, we know, we're super close.
Yeah, of course. I thought, oh, that's good.
Yeah, oh, it's good he's still like.
Why that voice?
But it's because it's always geezers.
It's geezers, isn't always, it?
Oh, where's your boy? Like, you're brothers, isn't you?
Yeah.
Which is mixed race.
The brothers thing is, that's actually not specific to like, I've had that from all races.
What do you mean?
I've had people be like.
People think that we're brothers?
Yeah.
But why? It's weird.
I remember once Skepta said that to me.
Skepta.
And I didn't even challenge it.
Didn't Geek say that?
he was like, how's your brother, bro? And I was like, yeah, he's great. He might have met it colloquially. Who knows? But it's Skepta.
But yeah,
people
we've not chatted. Yeah,
we've
not seen each
other. So let's just run with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What you been up to?
Bear.
Two kids.
Couple yurts, yeah. We've kind of gone, like, you've gone that way and I've gone that way.
What's the way?
As in, like, you've massively kept yourself in, like, the view of the public.
Sure.
Whereas I've done the opposite.
You've gone recluse.
Yeah. Forcibly become recluse.
Forcibly?
Yeah.
I'll offer you a deal. One of you shall be in the city and the other one shall hide.
There's always part of you that wants to do it, but I knew it wasn't good for me.
I mean, we can be wholesome later on in the podcast once we get the silly stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
We can explain to people really why. I mean, it's understandable. Had children, did songwriting.
Yeah.
I think people should know more about that.
Well, songwriting stuff.
Yeah.
I'm proud of stuff that I did, but it's also like one of the worst jobs in the world.
Great.
In terms of like how much work and effort and time you put in for like...
Drop the names.
Tom Grennan.
Boom.
Celeste.
Boom.
Rachel Chinneriri.
Boom.
Yeah. Lots of cool people. A few sessions with Olivia Dean.
I'm just saying, you're not even on Insta, so you can't be like...
Flexing about
it. Yeah. So I'm just trying to give you the
Do you know what? Actually, with Olivia Dean, I went to the Brit School like end of year thing because I was wanting to look for a new artist to develop. And I saw Olivia perform when she was at Brit School.
Mm.
And I was like, she's the one.
Isn't
it? She's incredible, yeah. I was emailing for time being like, can you put me in contact with Olivia? Like, I would really love to like chat to her, work with her, whatever. It took ages for me to get a response from
her. This is why people have Instagram, bro.
But I did eventually meet her. And we did some stuff together, but none of it came. We actually got on too well.
Yeah, really?
That happens sometimes.
She liked Rizzle Kicks. She admitted it on this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, she probably just glitched, man. She's probably like starstruck or whatever. So listen, Roman blabbed on about you and your football, right? James
that.
Bay is from Hitchin. He knows about your football. Actually, no, I told him about the football. But anyway, so you've been playing football.
I kicked some balls.
You kicked some balls, bro. So you're good at football.
Yeah.
That's because you played it like 4 times a week for seven years.
It really helped me overcome a lot of shit playing football.
It did. Yeah. Oh, yes.
That was the only thing I found that could help me like, not be happy, but I was pretty down and I found that playing football really helped to push me out of that.
You are living proof that
exercise.
Practice actually makes people better at things.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, man. 2021, 22, I was better than you at football.
At 21?
I was better than you at football.
Nah. At 14, yeah.
Bro, how old was I when I scored Jermaine Ozolo assist at the Celtic Park Stadium?
I don't know, maybe 20, 19, right. Yeah. Yeah, so?
So what are we saying?
Yeah, you're good at football. What?
And then what? And 7 years later, you practice five times a week or whatever. Yeah. And then you're quite good.
And now you're trying it.
I'm not trying shit.
You played football twice in one day. The other week. That's mental.
Yeah, that's for exercise vibes though. I'm not trying to outdo anyone. I really am not. Bro, Hackney Masters on a f***ing Sunday. Think I'm trying to outdo you?
Yeah.
You played for Hitchin, bro. You had a f***ing contract.
Yeah.
Mate, the standard of that Hackney Masters on a Sunday morning is appalling.
I've done it before. I played in the game there before. Well, one time. It's really, really not
something. You know what it is? The reason why I want to play on a Sunday morning is because there's something incredibly humbling around waking up at 9 a.m. on a Sunday and getting kicked in the shin by Phil from accounts. Anyway, all this football chat, it brings us to one uncomfortable conclusion.
What?
Soccer Aid.
Why have we never... it's mad.
What is that?
Why have we never done
that? I feel like you've insulted the Booker's, like, kid.
Niece or some shit.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Has it been the same Booker for 10 years? Because they hate us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that we're not being booked now, but like back then,
back in the day,
crazy.
We were mates with Robbie Williams.
He offered
had a number one with Ollie Mertz. How many times has Ollie Mertz captained that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I remember. I distinctly remember. I remember sitting in the we did Radio 2 with Robbie Williams.
Right.
And he was like, "Oh, I should get you boys on Soccer Aid this year."
Someone stopped it. Who is that?
Joey.
Is it?
Blame Joey.
Has
to be Joey.
You can't just blame our old manager.
We can't blame us. What have we done?
Well, clearly something. Hey, bro, the other mad thing is, like,
but
you say,
at the time, like,
you went into hiding in the woods with your two kids. Yeah. I'm out here working for ITV.
Yeah, that's mad.
We are a multi-award winning show that hit the players. ITV. Do I get a call up for soccer? No.
Yeah, but do people know you ball like that? I mean, to be fair, does it even matter? I've seen some dead ballers.
There's some shit players in Soccer Aid. Bad players,
bro.
Really
bad, yeah.
If we were to be asked...
to do Soccer Aid?
Would we do it?
100, like...
No.
No?
No way. Based on principle.
You're chatting shit.
Are you f***ing kidding
me? I'll do it then. You can stay at home and...
Guys, do you want to do Soccer Aid? No way. You could have got us back in the day. Now, on pure beef, no.
Nah, I'm doing it.
You have been doing other stuff, though. Since Rizzle Kicks, we should talk about...
the songwriting stuff.
No, but before the songwriting stuff, you were still doing your own songwriting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mate, that was... Oh,
Jimmy Charles Moody.
Do you know what? That actually, like, actually breaks my heart talking about that.
Why?
If it wasn't for my own personal shit, I feel like that venture could have really done something.
100% could have really done something.
It was, like, on the way to doing something really cool. And... talking about it now makes me feel a bit like, I wish I was in my current mindset.
Yeah, but it's a journey though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's going to be like a big part of if we do any documenting to really like timestamp our subsequent journeys, that'll be a massive part of it.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, for context, if you do want to go and search Jimmy Charles Moody, this is Harley's first venture after Rizzle Kicks. A masked singer, did like pop soul.
Yeah.
Did really well.
Did do
picked
well.
Up in the US, had a massive Lexus advert and had the music industry at your fingertips. And then life got in the way.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll find out more on our documentary coming out in 2000. The Brits. We have obviously never won anything.
Yeah. We've never won a single award.
We've never won a single award. And yet... British icons.
Yeah.
British icons, undoubtedly.
I mean, who would argue
has
that?
There been another Rizzle Kicks? Nah. When we were about, was there even groups? The duo was a mind f***.
Yeah, I have really fond memories of the Brits.
Do you?
Yeah, because when you go Brit school, you get the opportunity to go and watch.
I didn't watch the Brits at Brit school.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's what media got.
Oh shit.
But it was just going from like watching it in the crowd as like a kid and then like literally 2 years later.
Yeah.
Being there, performing, mental.
No, I'm sure we were there for one before we performed. That wasn't our first Brit.
No, well, the first one we did was when we performed with Ollie Mertz.
And then the next year was when...
when we presented the red carpet.
Oh, is that when it was?
2013.
Is that when I danced with Taylor Swift? Oh, and they called me a hunk in the newspaper.
Jeez.
That's a highlight, that.
That was the same Brits where I had a fight and I got pulled apart.
By?
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah. It was like a funny scuffle. It wasn't like we were actually.
It was
like,
a funny scuffle.
And then I got dragged off. I turned around and
Frank Ocean.
Beautiful mug is just there. I was like, wow. I'm so glad I got in this fight just for this to happen.
This was a big issue generally in life, was like you get into these circles and suddenly all the drinks are free.
Yeah,
and we've come out of Brighton being like, what the f? Like, if it's a free drink, I'm drinking it.
Doesn't
matter what the context is or the time of day.
100%.
Honestly, there weren't that many duos going around at the time. I'm being dead ass. That's why I bet everyone was like, oh, like Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
I really can't remember any. Now there's a bunch.
Yeah.
But like, that's why there was that confusion of where we even sit in terms of nominations or awards or whatever else, because like, we were just seen, like the duo is seen, it fits more into a space like presenting or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm guessing. But it's a different world now.
God,
also,
it's like
I hope I'm less annoying than that. Am I less annoying than that?
I'm like, yeah.
Same for you.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, well, you drink less. That's a good start.
I don't drink at all. But what's mental is I never thought I was that annoying.
No, but I promise you, you're not as annoying as me there.
Really?
Most of the annoying throwbacks from our entire career will be based around my own, like, absolute chaotic mind frame. Also, I was like, at the time, I had zero knowledge of even what neurodivergence was in any way. I was doing nothing to manage that. Do you know what I'm saying? I got to do all types of shit now.
Yeah.
So this year at the Brits, we went there casual.
Yes, on a casual.
How did you feel doing that red carpet 10 years later?
It felt a bit imposter syndrome-y, I can't lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, because we've spoken about, I've not really done anything in the public eye for a long time.
Mm.
And then that's like quite an intense jump, you know, it's like quite from like just, you know, just chilling at home, doing my thing. And then cameras, red carpet, celebs everywhere. It was a lot to kind of like take in at once. But for you, I guess like you've continuously done that kind of thing.
Oh yeah. Mate, I present a red carpet treatment. Yeah, I have to.
Which has been amazing to see. I love that you continue to work in that space. But for me, it was just like, right, this is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
Mate, the end game is for us all to be in the woods. Come on.
Yeah.
It's the end game.
Yeah.
Just had to keep it going in different ways.
But it was fun. It was nice to be there with you, and just like, it was just like fun to talk to people that I used to like chat to back in the day, and like watch some good music and have some food and shit.
Yeah. Highlight?
Jungle for sure. Yeah.
I would agree.
Men like.
We have to re-engage with that space slightly because we are, of course, Rizzle Kicks.
Mm.
And we are planning to continue to be Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah.
Forevermore. Let's address the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Okay, it's not going to be anything about music, is it?
So here's some questions for both of us to answer, written by this fantastic team.
All right.
Are we going to come back?
Yeah, we are. It's like not that exciting. I don't know why we're like being weird about it.
Are we still getting down with the trumpets? That's another one that comes up a lot.
From other people.
Bro, in football, it's on the Hackney Marshes.
Yeah,
if someone recognises me, they go, oh, are you still down with the trumpets? What the f*** are you talking about?
But that was my... But that,
it's 2012.
Yeah.
Move on.
But that was my favourite thing. Like, I would have a bank of, like, comebacks.
Oh, comebacks.
Because like, people would always...
Number one, woo!
Come at me being like, oh, Rizzle Kicks, da-da-da. And I'd be like... And then they'd rinse a song and... Go and make some shit music again. That would be it.
Go some shit music
that
again.
That would be the vibe.
Really? You actually got that?
A lot, yeah. And I'd always have a comeback banked up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be still getting down with the trumpets. The funniest thing is,
Yeah, always.
Yeah,
there's
forever,
there's a lot of horns.
There's a lot of trumpets and a new
music. But that is something that people like will just shout at me in the street.
We love trumpets.
They go, trumpets!
We invented it.
But like, what is that? Like, why?
But it's actually mad. Like, the older I get, the more love I have for that. Like, we really have made ourselves synonymous with an instrument.
Which is cool. It's great.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
We're like the kings of woodwind.
Yeah, I love it.
Is it woodwind? It's not, is
brass.
It? Brass. Wait, what? Down with the flute?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but people will just randomly, like, they'll see me and they'll just be like a knee-jerk reaction. They'll just
trumpets.
They'll just shout trumpets at me.
I had one yesterday where someone just went, imagine I've walked past the person and the person has gone, like, confidently 12 strides and then just went, I served you in snappy snaps. And I was like, what?
But nothing, no other content.
He went, Jordan. I went, yeah, man. And he went, cool. Yeah. I was like,
he just wanted you to know.
What's our favourite Rizzle song to perform, mate? I can't even remember the last time we performed.
Like 2016 was the last time we
performed. I don't actually think about performing. I want to do it again, but I don't like wake up in sweats being like, oh, where are my fans?
Yeah, we were always more about like making the music. That was more like important.
Like whenever we think of performance, I just think of that V Festival gig where I was wheeled on it. Do you remember?
No.
Where I fell asleep the night before. Is it Chelmsford? where I went out to Grimmy's birthday the night before and I lost a tailored suit. Do you not remember this?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I woke up the next morning and Ian, security, was buzzing my buzzer, Jordan, Jordan, you gotta wake up. And I woke up drunk. I'd left my phone in an Uber the night before.
Yeah.
Ian put me in this van, drove me to the gig. You guys were all side of stage.
I do remember, yeah.
And I got woken up and put on 60,000 people.
I do remember that.
That was honestly...
No, but that was
actually one of the most wild experiences of my life.
There's one, like, maybe it wasn't as mad, but it was similar where I was just about awake. We had a festival in Belgium, Puckle Pop.
Yeah.
And the door was locked and I had to wake you up.
Oh.
And you came down on
in my pajamas.
In your pajamas, like
you locked up.
30 seconds before we're supposed to go on, and you were in an animal onesie. And then we couldn't get back on the bus because it was so close to showtime.
Yeah, so I had to perform in my pajamas. That gig was fire.
It was such a
that
sick
gig
show,
was yeah. fire. That's like one of our most watched gigs online, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that was a sick show. My favorite show that we ever did was the first time we did Reading. Because like,
wow.
Because it was, we turned up and Trumpets was like number 8 in the charts. Ollie Murs was number 1 in the charts.
Mm.
And we were headlining Reading, the festival that we like grew up going to. And we were headlining a stage.
Introducing stage.
And it was like so packed out. That was like the we made it moment for me.
Really?
Two songs in the top 10 and headlining a stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible.
All right, so in terms of Rizzle Kicks, I think our music has aged very well. This is my guess, is that we are reminiscent of a time in British history, 2012, which was pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
We had the Olympics, pre-COVID, pre-Brexit, pre-Trump, and people were living their lives, man.
Yeah.
People were enjoying the sun. Rizzle Kicks weather, we've been told, is a thing.
I love that.
And like, also, can we say that the kids, the youngers who are listening to our music when we were at our peak have grown up and some of them have become superstars, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Pink Pampress, Georgia Smith said she came and saw us at Birmingham Academy, which is mad because we actually weren't that much older than her, really. Nico B, Olivia Dean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've personally, that's one of the things I found so wild. I'm like, whoa, these people have become adults and they were listening to our shitty little...
we might have inspired them.
Hey, I don't know, but I do think that we brought our own flavour. And I think over time that's become clear. At the time, I think we maybe were up in people's grills a little bit because we were on telly a lot.
Mm.
But I think given space, people are like, oh, you know, they did their thing. Yeah. And now we're coming back. I think the angle is we've got a bit more of a funky approach to things.
Mm.
I think that's where our mutual love is. Like when back in the day in your mum's yards, when we like J5,
yeah.
Now we meet up in our own yards,
yeah.
Play each other funk, hip-hop crossover.
How are you feeling? Because I'm feeling... pretty goddamn good about the music.
I love it and hate it at the same time.
But what do you hate about it?
I am proud of it. I've listened to it maybe a little bit
too much.
But I'm liking, we're making these new little bits at that. This is all I wanted to do was keep creating, keep creating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think what's important to say is the world has changed.
Mm.
We stopped at the genesis of streaming.
Mm.
Remember, that was one of the reasons why we left it, because we were like, what is happening? And the label didn't understand and we were just like, let that be. Now we're coming back into a world of TikTok, Instagram and streaming.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's completely different.
Like we've said before in interviews, we were in the meeting with our label telling us what Instagram was and we were like, absolutely not.
Yeah, sounds awful.
Would you like to show your fans everything you do in the day? Absolutely not. I'm a mess.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Imagine,
can you imagine being a pop star now with Insta stories?
I just don't think...
I'll be finished. I'll be cancelled so fast.
I know. But I don't think it would have been approached so differently. I don't think they would have allowed us to just be exactly who we were if it was like the same...
Yeah.
Situation, you know.
Yeah.
If there was that much access, there's zero chance we'd have been allowed to do half the stuff we did.
But now we're going to be jumping on all the good old TikTok trends just to get that sound out there.
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of just like said, like, you guys deal with that.
We can do some cool TikTok videos.
Great. I'm not against doing it, but like people have to, I've never been on TikTok.
Appear on podcasts. Tick.
Yeah. Cool.
That's a start.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's coming. All right, cool. Game time. So I'm just going to read this off the card just to make it clear that I didn't come up with this game.
All right.
We're going to play a game of Rizzle or Kick.
Okay. Oh, God.
I'm going to say some things that have happened in the world. And Rizzle means we
good.
Love that.
Kick.
And Kick means nah.
I hear it.
The Kick. Oh, I get it. Like we're kicking it out.
Yeah.
Great, guys. Well done. Sophie Ellis-Bextor's comeback, Rizzle.
Yeah,
Rizzle. Why did you delay for the Rizzle?
I was just thinking about it
Sophie
for a second.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
I'm not allowed to think about it.
Murder on a Dance Floor, Fire. Been bumping that tune. What are you talking about?
I love Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Kill the Groove, DJ. Yeah, Rizzle, she had another banger as well, but I can't remember what it is.
This ain't love. Why does it feel
like? Why does it feel so good? Dun, 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 dun,
dun. For real, Rizzle, I just wanted to make sure I didn't jump the gun. Yeah.
This is actually the cool thing about streaming is it's timeless. Is it cake? It's a TV show. They just like make cake that looks realistic and they have to say whether it's cake or not. Are you laughing at the concept?
I just don't know what to ask.
You've not seen it on Netflix?
No.
Neither have I. Cake.
I like cake. Actually, I don't really like cake.
You don't? Do you?
I like sticky toffee pudding.
No, I know, but they don't do that, Holly. It's like...
I like sticky... Rizzle, kick? I don't know. Kick. I'll kick it.
I like sticky toffee pudding.
Kick. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question, I'm afraid. I know nothing about anything cultural.
Yeah,
such,
no pop culture. You've been in the woods. Culture.
Yeah.
Gemma Collins falling through the stage at Radio 1 Teen Awards. Do you know who Gemma Collins is?
No.
You do know who Gemma Collins is?
I don't know who Gemma Collins is.
GC, baby.
No, I don't know who that is. But it sounds funny.
She's
so
the one
Rizzle.
The one off Towie.
I've never seen
She was
Towie.
In Big Brother and she was
I've
like...
I've never seen Big
she was
Brother.
She's like, oh, Cinegos, get the fire exit door. I'm off.
Never seen it. Don't know.
All right. It's a Rizzle for me. TikTok.
Kick.
Rizzle.
What?
What?
Huh?
TikTok is amazing.
Again, never been on it, so I don't know.
You've
never...
Yes, you have.
I've never.
I've sent you TikToks, bro.
And what do I say back? I can't watch this because I don't have TikTok.
Bro, I love TikTok so much, man. You haven't got into the right algorithm yet. That's why. You can watch. I just watch like guys sitting there dissecting like the future of you know modern science or
sounds
like
brilliant.
Accelerationism, where we believe that. Oh, I feel like Roman Kemp doing an impression of me now.
I don't know. Yeah, kick because I just.
Nah, bro. You have to like. I mean, TikTok is this. This is the.
Well, but that's the. But
it decides our future.
I
career.
Know, but that's why I don't like it because it's everything's based on this.
Yeah, but
this.
The entertainment industry's man. This. Finished. Yeah. It's finished. We're at the mercy of these social media outlets, bro.
Okay, Rizzle, actually, because just in case it actually affects our career.
Tiger King.
Oh, I did watch that.
Kick.
Yeah.
He's a freak.
No, kick him. Rizzle the show.
Why?
What?
Bro, he steals exotic animals for a living.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, I know, but that's the show.
Yeah, but I enjoyed watching the show.
Why? Riz. Oh, Riz. We invented Riz.
As in like charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, we're both in happy relationships.
Yeah.
Don't need to Riz anyone up.
No, exactly.
Unless it's platonic. Platonic Riz.
Friendship Riz.
Friendship Riz.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know this, oh mate. Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum because you have all the grace and decorum of a reversing dump truck without any tires on.
All my life, I've no idea what you just said.
But have you been on any social media?
No. What did
you... It's from Come Dine With Me. Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane.
Why did I know... Is that a random episode
it's
of Come
like
Dine
British
With Me?
It's like British culture.
I know what Come Dine With
and
Me
And he's
is.
Got like that little belly and he's got his stripy shirt on and he looks at the camera. Everyone talks about it, bro.
What? About what?
Jane's sad little life.
I don't know, dude. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Rizzle.
Okay.
David's dead from Celebrity Big Brother.
Don't know.
A woman in Big Brother used to be married to David Bowie.
Okay.
And then she gets told that David Bowie's dead in real life. Big Brother, as like a service, was like, look, I'm really sorry to say this, but your previous partner, David Bowie, has passed away. At the same time, in the Big Brother house, there was another person called David, and he was in bed. So this woman, Tiffany, American woman, from something, she went over to Bowie's ex, and she was like, oh, I've got some news. And she was like, what? And she goes, David's dead. And she's gone, oh my God. And she's gone, no, don't tell anyone. And she was just like, oh my God. And Tiffany runs into the garden and goes, everyone, David's dead.
As in the person who's in the house.
He's in the bed. Oh, so they run in, and then David's asleep, and they go, David. And he goes, oh, what? And he's like, he's not dead. And then the woman's like, I was talking about David Bowie, you idiot.
That sounds
It was iconic.
That sounds funny.
Also, David Guest like gives like maybe I'm dead vibes.
I don't know who that is.
Do you know what I'm saying? For the last portion of this Rizzle Kick game, we're gonna rattle through these. AI.
Rizzle Kick.
Oh. Prince Harry finding his own way.
Rizzle.
When they announced the wrong Best Picture winner at the Oscars. La La
Land. Did they do that?
Moonlight. What do you mean, did they do that? La La Land and Moonlight.
Oh, I don't know.
Harley, you saw the... That's wild, bro. Yeah. I was joking about the Woods thing. Now I'm starting to think it's real, bro.
Kick. That's bad.
Hamilton.
Not seen it. Not seen it. I know what it is.
Logan Paul.
Kick. I know who that is.
Oh, like Ice Caps Melting.
Kick.
Imagine if he said, Rizzo, let's go! Kim Kardashian being a lawyer now.
Rizzo.
Yeah.
Great.
Stormzy's Glasgow headline set. Rizzo.
Yeah.
Were you not there? I was there. It was fire. I didn't become a bit of a slag. I became a total slag.
Don't know.
You actually said that.
Did I say that?
No, that's from Cat Slater from EastEnders. Rizzo.
Kick.
No. Well done. That's the game. Okay. Do you want to talk about anything?
It'd be interesting to talk about like that period of time where we stopped making music a little bit.
Okay, go on then.
I just feel like a lot of people just come up to me and be like, why the f*** stop? Like, da, 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 da.
Set the record straight, Hearts.
It wasn't like one thing happened.
You want to be clear that...
We were both very much not in a position to be pop stars at that time.
Being pop stars sucked. Yeah. That's what we want to tell you guys, clear as day. Being a pop star is a different career to being a musician, and it's shit. For some people are really good at it.
Being pop stars?
Not us.
No, we sucked at it.
Other people like, you know, Ollie, Rita.
Yeah, they make it work.
They can do all of that. They can do like the fans and the smiley and the yay. Mm. I think what's clear was we came into the scene as musicians who loved writing music and making music. We became popular based off of things outside of our control, I guess. Maybe because we were young. We had palatable hip-hop, which is... I've grown to resent that slightly. But we were just, like, happy because we lived in Brighton. Yeah, we weren't in North London anymore, North West London. Yeah. But, yeah, we took a break because, like, I was doing loads of drugs.
Mm. I had crippling anxiety.
Yeah, and thought, it's not worth...
pushing it. I remember the day when we decided to stop and it was like one of the most depressing days of my life.
Really?
Do you remember?
Just the grief of coming to us.
Yeah,
to a
like
stop.
We performed at a festival.
You had a panic attack after.
Yeah, and I think, but we both of us kind of like, you know, performing in front of what, however many people, 15, 20,000 people or whatever, and coming off and feeling worse than you did when you went on stage. I was like, that's not right. And I think we both looked at each other like,
nah,
that's not the one.
Yeah.
We need to chill for a bit.
We have to enjoy it.
You have to enjoy it. Otherwise, like, the whole point of becoming a musician was the fact that I wanted to love what I did. Mm. And like what we were doing was like literally killing me.
Yeah.
You know?
Mad.
Which is crazy. We hadn't had a chance to like grow up and like be adults or, you know, experience things without that veil of success and pop stardom over us, you know. It was like,
yeah,
it was very much just like your children and now everyone knows who you are. And
yeah,
it was just a bit mad, that child star thing. I don't, not necessarily child star, but like young star thing is real, like it f***s you up.
Yeah, you're right. One of our criticisms I remember when we were younger was that people thought we were like industry plants or something, remember, because it was so fast.
Yeah.
But I've always said like, no, it really was that fast, and we had like what we're just as shocked as you.
Yeah,
I remember thinking that. I remember having to catalogue it like, yeah, we were performing at like our friends' birthday parties when we were like 18 in Brighton to like 45 people. We put out a song on BBC Introducing, gets us enough leverage to put out another song that happened to get picked up by Radio 1, which was incredible.
Mm.
That was Song of the Week, and that was our lives changed forever.
Yeah.
It was July 2011.
Mm.
We went into the charts at 144, and we ended up at 8 and stayed 8 for 2 months.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think we relatively stay like kind of grounded. Like, I don't think we turn into like assholes. I don't think we're like bad people. I don't think we turn into pricks.
I don't know, man. I've heard people say I was a bit of a prick.
Really?
I don't know. I definitely wasn't the best version of myself. That's for sure.
No,
I think I'd like to believe likewise. My heart's always been in a good place because I was raised by loving people, you know what I mean, and had a good circle. But like, I mean, I turned to drugs fast. When the rejections come in, that's what I think, that was what I thought was hardcore, was like, we were experiencing multiple griefs, but couldn't identify them as griefs. Mm. Like losing anonymity as a human being, for any human being, is a massive grief.
How do you think like you've fully like developed like into the person that you want to be for like?
I'm way closer.
Yeah. But there's not like, because for me, I don't know how many more steps I can take towards being like the perfect version of myself.
I don't, that doesn't exist.
I know, yeah. But like, you know, if you think about how I remember when I was dealing with my anxiety and depression or whatever, there was a point where I wanted to reach. I was like, if I feel like I can get to there, I feel like I'll be okay. And I've got to there. So like, I don't know what else there is left in terms of like a growth thing that I can achieve. And that,
I think it's just having more loyalty to our like individual goals and purposes. I think that's what it is. You know, you get yourself into a space where you have the tools needed to set yourself little goals and just try and achieve them.
I know we talk about this whole wholesome stuff. There is a small part of me that still lingers that goes like, it was fun though.
Yeah, of course. Hedonism.
So fun.
Free of responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you got two actual living, half of you in two people. Oh my God.
Yeah, and you can't do it anymore.
It's incredible though.
But sometimes I go like, be fun.
Yeah.
Just the wild.
I think they call those midlife crises.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's coming. You got 15
years.
15 years. But anyway, you're looking forward to coming back?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Thank you. Harley, everyone. You've been listening to The Red Carpet Treatment, brought to you by the Brit Awards with MasterCard. Make sure you follow The Red Carpet Treatment on Apple or Spotify so all episodes get delivered to your device every week. Coming up next week on The Red Carpet Treatment is Nell Maskell. Did you go to Oscar's after party? Did you go to one?
Yeah, I went to some crazy ones.
Name full names.
I was at Madonna's house and my dad went and my mom was too tired and she went home to bed and it was me, both my brothers and then my dad. And my dad swears on his life that him and Cher were dancing together at Madonna's house. And I was like, Dad, you were with me most of the night. And he was like, no. And I was going, Cher was not on the dance floor with you. Like, there is no way.
There's no way.
Yeah, it did happen.
And he stands by it.
He stands by it.
This is an SE Creative Studio production.